A second high-profile prison break has put the Mexican government on the defensive as El Chapo, the world's least likely billionaire to ever be seen at Davos, is once again at large. He's also the world's most notorious drug lord. Joaquin El Chapo, or Shorty, Guzman Loera, escaped from a federal high-security prison in Santa Juana, Mexico, a tunnel more than 1 mile long from the Altiplano Federale prison. Joshua Partlow is Mexico bureau chief for The Washington Post. He joins us from Mexico City. Joshua, this is a big news for the Mexican government and certainly widely followed throughout the country.
Yeah, that's right. This couldn't really be worse news for the Mexican government. Capturing Chapo Guzman was one of the best things that's happened to Mexico's president, Enrique Peña Nieto, and letting him escape is probably the worst thing that's happened to him so far.
And this is the second time he's escaped, both under this presidency or different regimes?
No, different regimes. He escaped the first time in 2001, also from a maximum security prison, but from a different prison in Mexico.
And in that case, he bribed guards. This time he was even more ingenious here. He must have had help from the inside, though, yes?
Yeah, most people, I mean, everyone assumes that he had some sort of help from the inside, although it hasn't come out exactly who. They said yesterday they're questioning 30 members of the prison staff.
The president of Mexico made it a point of honor that El Chapo be held in Mexico. The U.S. government is saying that was a mistake. How's that being played?
Yeah, that's going to be a major source of tension between these two countries. The U.S. asked for Chapo Guzman's extradition, and Mexico said no. You know, they wanted to show that their justice system could deal with him. They could investigate him and convict him and keep him securely in prison, and now that's shown not to be the case.
Aside from being able to break out of prison, perhaps it will, give me a sense of the power of this individual.
Yeah, well, they say he's the wealthiest drug trafficker, that his network is the largest and most dominant cartel in Mexico. More than half the heroin in the United States is brought by his employees, basically. You know, and he's also just culturally, he's a massive figure here. He's far more well known than any of the other drug traffickers. And in his home state, Sinaloa, he's often seen as this Robin Hood type figure. There were reports yesterday that churches were holding masses, you know, special ceremonies to celebrate his escape from prison. There were parades protesting his arrest last year when he got arrested. So he's a major figure.
Is he benevolent, benign, or is he ruthless outside of where he actually has that sort of popularity that you spoke of?
Yeah, no, I mean, he's pretty ruthless. The cartel is quite deadly. You know, some of the other drug cartels are known for being more brutal in the way they kill their rivals and that sort of thing. And his cartel has a reputation of focusing more on the business of bringing drugs into the United States. But that said, I mean, they've still killed thousands of people and they're quite brutal.
Is there any evidence that during his incarceration that it had any impact whatsoever on El Chapo's drug network and its ability to sell and produce?
Not really. Most people say that, you know, the flow of drugs continued unabated. Most of the high profile attention on drug cartels since then has been to a rival cartel in Jalisco in a western state. And so it's possible that that cartel did get a boost and was able to expand and grow more rapidly than they would have otherwise. But those things are, you know, they're quite hard to know exactly who's on top at any moment.
Well, there's no Business Week publication for the drug trade, that's for sure. But your suspicion is that the net impact on the drug trade is nil, in that anything that El Chapo lost was gained by other cartels.
Yeah, right.
Joshua Partlow is Mexico bureau chief for The Washington Post. He spoke with us from Mexico City.
Thank you.